In the first 100 days of the Trump admin, Secretary Rawlins puts farmers first. Texas border business, Washington, D.C. In the first 100 days of the Trump administration, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rawlins has taken action to support the leadership of President Donald J. Trump and put farmers first at the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA. Farmers come first at the United States Department of Agriculture in the Trump administration. We have had an action-packed first 100 days of President Donald J. Trump in the White House. At USDA, I have made bold changes to improve the lives of American producers and consumers. I look forward to continuing our work to bring America into a new golden age of prosperity, with American farmers and ranchers leading the way, said Secretary Rawlins. Secretary Rawlins also visited 15 states in the first 100 days of the Trump administration, including Virginia, Kentucky, North Carolina, Georgia, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, North Dakota, Minnesota, Kansas, Missouri, Colorado, Ohio, and Iowa. On day one, Secretary Rawlins took action to support America's farmers and ranchers, and in just her first week on the job, Secretary Rawlins traveled to four states to hear directly from producers and to see their operations firsthand. In her first month, Secretary Rawlins moved swiftly to advance key priorities focused on efficiency and agricultural prosperity. In the first 100 days, USDA has put farmers first. At Secretary Rawlins' direction, USDA has supported American poultry and egg producers, addressed the avian flu, and lowered the cost of eggs for consumers. In February, Secretary Rawlins announced a 5-point plan to combat the avian flu and lower egg prices, which has been applauded by agriculture and government leaders across the country. Since the plan was introduced, the wholesale price of eggs has decreased 56%, taken bold action to respond to disease outbreaks to strengthen the domestic food supply, because food security is national security. This includes work to put pressure on the Mexican government for failing to cooperate in addressing the New World screwworm or meet its water delivery obligations under the 1944 Water Treaty. As a result of these negotiations, Secretary Rawlins announced a major win for American agriculture by securing the agreement of the Mexican government to meet the current water needs of farmers and ranchers in Texas. Dropped criminal charges against Charles and Heather Maud, a South Dakota family with a small cattle and hog operation, who endured a senseless politically motivated prosecution waged by the Biden administration over 25 acres of U.S. Forest Service federal land. Fought for fair trade for all American farmers and ranchers by tackling trade barriers and visiting six countries in the next 6 months to expand market access. Unleashed American energy dominance through expanded access to mining and drilling on federal land and releasing a biofuels incentive program to help fuel America. Streamlined unnecessary regulations and cutting red tape for agricultural producers and industries to allow them to feed, fuel, and clothe the world. This work included sweeping reforms to boost timber production, streamline pork and poultry processing, and reduce wildfire risk through public-private partnerships. Approved a variety of congressionally authorized fund distributions to support communities affected by windstorms and disasters and the agricultural sector. Worked to reduce the cost of living for farmers and consumers, including seeking reform for H-2A and H-2B visas to ensure reliable, legal labor on farms and ranches. Sought out and eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse in all USDA programs, including improper payments, SNAP fraud, and woke programs that don't put farmers first. Woke programs include a climate slush fund and funding to schools that violate Title X and endanger women and girls. Led major steps to make America healthy again, MAHA, through reforming SNAP and nutrition education services. The MAHA movement at USDA has also supported major voluntary changes to make food healthier. Took leadership to make rural America prosper again by reducing regulations and revitalizing communities. Information source, USDA.